Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebowing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebowing across from Luke's Market. The Caseville Police Department Chief Deborah Hopkins Lung issued a special notice to dog owners. The Caseville Cemetery will no longer allow dogs to be walked in the cemetery due to the owners not cleaning up after their dog's mess. The city, the township, and St. Rock's Church are each in agreement about this decision. And State Representative Greg Alexander is inviting residents across Michigan's 98th district, House District to attend a series of public office hours later this month. The Carsonville lawmaker says the informal sessions will give constituents an opportunity to ask questions, discuss state issues, and hear an update on the recently finalized state budget along with other legislative priorities. Alexander will be at the Marlette Township Hall on Monday, July 27th from 9 until 10. Additional office hours are scheduled for Friday, July 31st from 9 to 10 at the Huron County Memorial Airport in Bad Axe, followed by an 11 a.m. to noon session at Sandusky Airport. No appointments are required. Residents who cannot attend but would still like to speak with Representative Alexander may contact his Lansing office by phone or email. When we come back from this Farmers Insurance Amanda Langmaid sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
This is Amanda Langmaid, agent owner here at Farmers Insurance in Sebowing. I know there's a lot going on these days. As a farmer's agent, I understand what you're going through, and I am here to help. Whatever your specific needs may be, I'd be happy to walk you through the process so you can get back to what you really care about. Because with times like this, you should be able to focus on what really matters. I'm ready to help you choose the best insurance options for what you personally need.
To learn more about the best insurance for your budget, call Amanda Langmaid of Farmers Insurance in Sebowing, 989-704-3409, 989-704-3409.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. Michigan lawmakers are pressing Canada for answers as wildfire smoke continues to affect air quality across the Great Lakes region. House Oversight Committee Chairman Jay DeBoyer of Clay Township has invited Canadian Ambassador Mark Wiseman to testify before the committee about Canada's wildfire prevention and forest management efforts. DeBoyer says recurring wildfire smoke has disrupted daily life, impacted public health, hurt tourism, and affected local economies across Michigan. The request follows another week of heavy smoke drifting south from hundreds of active wildfires in Canada. Smoke from fires in Ontario reduced air quality across the Upper Peninsula and northern lower Michigan, with some residents reporting ash falling from the sky. The issue is also drawing attention in Washington. Four members of Michigan's congressional delegation recently sent a letter to Canada or the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney calling for stronger action to address the conditions contributing to recurring wildfires. President Donald Trump also criticized Canada's handling of the fires, saying the smoke has affected air quality across the United States. The administration has also announced new 50% tariffs on certain Canadian imports, including automobiles, alcohol, and cheese. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebowing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebowing across from Luke's Market.